Hello. Massive well done, and thank you for sending through your second vocal pack before Easter with your recording for this song, which is lovely. It's such a lovely song, and it really suits your voice. Obviously, you can see on the first page of this week's lesson pack for week three, this is our third vocal lesson pack. You have a couple of points on there that I'm just going to go through. Just going to quickly go through them now, and then I'll break down how we're going to go through each point that I need to go through. So, riffs. First thing, obviously, there's a couple of riffs in there that I noticed you were singing, and I think they're lovely. I mean, just keep them in there, but let's make more of them. So let's just go through them together to cement them into your voice, so that when you're performing it, any riffs or any little sort of decoration in there will be perfectly placed. Talking about decoration, the next point is good vibrato. So there's some really nice moments in there where your voice is just really, really beautifully working. So then what you get, the result of that, is you get the decoration on the sound. So the decoration in this case, there's lots of nice moments where vibrato comes in, and you can hear just at the ends of phrases that lovely kind of tail off, and that vibrato sound coming in, which is the vibrations of the sound just perfectly working together. So just an example, just the one that I put in the pack was that if you go to sort of 1 minute 28 or 1 minute 29, you will hear, as you finish that phrase, "Know that I am dynamite," you can hear like a vibration on the sound. That is your vibrato coming through, which means it's really polished, and it's coming through really nicely. That's what happens when your voice is training. So when you're training your voice, and you have been for a little while now, that is the result of that. So being able to decorate the sound in that way is really, really, really positive. So well done you. That was more a point more than anything, and just to highlight it to you. It wasn't to kind of go over anything with that, other than you'll probably start to notice that more now. The next thing, the "It's Blue Now" riff. It's only a very small little riff, but that's one of the ones that I want to go through. I've highlighted it because I think that's the main one that I wanted to just go through with you. And the next point that I've written down here, more emphasis on dynamics. Okay, so emphasis on these will help to add expression. So dynamics. Now, I hopefully you would have seen the point on my on step four for rehearsing your piece. So hopefully you would have seen that I have put one of the points to go through your lyric sheet and print off a lyric sheet and go through it as if we would in your lesson. So marking in your breathing points, marking in softs and louds, your dynamics, high notes marked with an arrow, low notes marked with an arrow as well, just to kind of start, making sure that you're continuing on how we would do. So I have put in this pack, I've put print the lyrics, because I didn't see whether, I didn't get any lyrics come through last term, so I'm not sure if you've already done that, and apologies if you have. But if you haven't, please do print those off for this lesson, and go through and mark in your breathing points, where your breathing points are, and also your dynamics. So start to think about how to bring those in a little bit more. So for example, the verses, you might want to have kind of MP, so you might want the sort of mezzo piano, moderately soft, and then a build up into the chorus where you have more MF or even F, maybe not so much with this song though, more MF really. But it's kind of, it'll be really interesting to see how you get on with that and see what your interpretation of those dynamics would be. So give that a go, and then try and sing it in the way that you're writing in those dynamics. So that will also be really, really interesting for me to see, and see how you're getting on with that too. Right now, next point is brightness in tone. Okay, so brightness in tone, the reason I've mentioned this is because there are some moments, not the whole way through, it's only some moments in there where we're sitting either slightly flat of the note or slightly sharp of the note. And I just want to help you to just be able to kind of keep that consistent sound the whole way through the song. and consistently be on those notes. So the way to do this is to start to introduce brightness. Now, this will feel hilarious, but one of the points that I have put in for step four for rehearsing your piece is to sing it the whole way through and smile the whole time. The reason you want to smile whilst you're singing it is to lift the soft palate. So at the moment, the soft palate is kind of restricting how much the sound can resonate, which is why it's kind of dampening it. So we're not able to then have every single note on point because there's a restriction in there. So the way to kind of lift that is to smile. So it's all about practice. So obviously if you're singing this on stage, you're not necessarily going to be singing it with a huge smile on your face the whole time, but it will help you to understand or to feel the change in the muscles. And also by practicing it like this, when you then perform it, it will be fully trained. It'll be really, really sort of perfectly trained into your voice, with the soft palate getting so used to being in that lifted position that even if you're not smiling by that point, you would have practiced it so much that your muscles will be used to it and they'll stay where they need to. So see what happens, and let me know how you get on with it if you're smiling the whole time you're singing it. And then obviously the last thing I put on there was, side note, love that I can hear the birds in the recording. It's a very lovely touch. Is a really, really nice little background. So anyway, that was just me just kind of pointing that out. But can you please go through all those steps? There's a couple more little voice notes that I've added to this playlist for today. So just go through those, and that will guide you through some of the riff work. And yeah, that's about it, I think. But go for it, have fun, and I will look forward to hearing how you get on. Okay, bye.